Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Antrell Roll ankle, did not participate today. Robbie Gold was ill today, did not participate. Ronis Grisou, neck, limited. Matt Forte, knee, limited. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, limited. Shea McClellan, knee, was limited. Any questions?
John, any sense for how Forte is coming along?
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's been through it before. I think, you know, like a lot of players that have had similar injuries, I think, you know, they understand it and know how to rehab it better, the second time around. So, he's still day-to-day. We'll kind of evaluate him. He's not full go yet, but he's making progress.
Along those lines, when you looked at the tape, how do you think Lankford did pass protection and hit some of the holes?
Yeah, I thought he did very good. You know, I mentioned Monday night after the game, I thought he performed well in, all parts of his duties, both as a pass receiver as well as a runner.
What's the biggest challenge for you on this short week to get these guys ready, more physically ready or mentally?
Both of them. I think you got to take a little bit off the physical aspect and put a little bit more on the mental, let them recover. It is a day short of their normal recovery period. Just through experience, we've found that said the best results.
How much was McPhee hampered in the game by his knee, if at all?
As I've said many times, not very many players in this league right now are 100%. It's a physical, combative game, and whether it was just his knee or just the wear and tear on your body through, half a football season. But he did fine.
What did you hear from Jonathan Anderson the other night in more extended action than he has played?
Yeah, I think, he's a guy that we've recognized some of his skill set that, we're getting him in there. Obviously, the injury to Shea McClellan, opens those doors some. So both Leroy, Christian, as well as Jonathan, kind of shared those duties both in base and sub.
Is there anything that Jeffrey's done in these 3 weeks that surprised you?
Not really. We studied tape. There was a lot of evidence of tape. He's a guy even going back to, when he came out of college, that we looked at and we're familiar with his strengths. And just good to have him back out there.
John, in light of the hit on Teddy Bridgewater this week, a lot's been made of Jeff Fisher's unit playing to the echo of the whistle. Has too much been made of that? And what do you think of the hit?
Look, these guys are playing a game, against the best people in the world at what they do. And it's fast, it's physical. And, you're going to have mishaps. They just happened. But I don't think it's anything you can necessarily coach or not coach. It is an aggressive game. So, some of those hits happen, and, typically the players pay for it in one way or another.
Are you happy to see Wes Welker back in the league now at the Rams?
Yeah, I'm happy for Wes. Got to know he and his family well and have a lot of respect for his game and what he can do and what he can bring to a football team.
As a coach, how involved do you get with guys that have had concussion histories about giving advice, whether they should play, they should not play? Have you ever talked to guys about that? Do they ask you your advice?
Well, my neurosurgeon degree is collecting dust. We leave that to the medical people. It's obviously something serious we take very serious. It's part of our game, much like a lot of combative games, whether it's hockey, MMA, fighting, boxing. It's a physical game, and those things happen. And just like any injury, you take them very seriously.
What's impressed you about Gurley so far from what you've seen from him?
He's a phenomenal player. Kind of knew that coming out. He'd done it at a high level in college, and to me, he's transformed that to the pro game. He's explosive. He's big. He's got good vision. He's got a lot of good film on tape right now, even halfway through the season.
What's your philosophy on guys taking over-the-counter stuff?
Well, I mean, it's not really a matter of what my philosophy is. It's
does the team have one?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're taught that they're responsible for anything that goes in their body. And, a lot of GNC products or different stuff there in the U.S., they're not governed like some of the other medications, prescription medications. And obviously disappointed. They're preached to a lot about, the do's and don'ts. And unfortunately, we had one slip through the cracks.
Jump back to the teams that did play after the whistle like that. How important is this for you to coach your team not to react or to hold their blocks until the whistle, to hold them, either?
Well, it's definitely a fine line. I mean, you want guys, playing to the whistle, and sometimes there's mishaps. But I think, you know, that's part of hustle. It's part of how you win games, too, is, you know, finishing plays, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. Obviously, you don't want yellow flags out there because that costs your team. You know, typically in this game, you know, guys are taught that sometimes they don't see what started it. They see the second guy. So, you know, you just have to, you know, you coach it the best you can, and sometimes emotions become part of the game.
John, what happened on Kyle Long's unsportsmanlike conduct? Did you talk to him about that? Did you agree with that play?
Well, I think, you know, I think one thing led to another. You know, he was protecting his teammate, as, you know, any coach would expect. And, you know, I don't think it was anything physical with the umpire. I think just some verbal communication that he didn't take a liking to.
Are there magic words you cannot say in that situation?
It depends on how you classify magic, but